The Interpretation of Dreams by Sigmund Freud. Translated by A.A. Brill. Read by Derek LePage for Ukemi Audiobooks. Though The Interpretation of Dreams was originally published in 1900 in German, this text is based on the 1932 English publication, translated by A.A. Brill, which contains extensive footnotes added by Sigmund Freud in the intervening years to bring his original text up to date. Introductory note to the first edition by Sigmund Freud. In this volume, I have attempted to expound the methods and results of dream interpretation, and in so doing, I do not think I have overstepped the boundary of neuropathological science, for the dream proves on psychological investigation to be the first of a series of abnormal psychic formations, a series whose succeeding members, the hysterical phobias, the obsessions, the delusions, must, for practical reasons, claimed the attention of the physician. The dream, as we shall see, has no title to such practical importance, but for that very reason its theoretical value as a typical formation is all the greater, and the physician who cannot explain the origin of dream images will strive in vain to understand the phobias and the obsessive and delusional ideas, or to influence them by therapeutic methods. But the very context to which our subject owes its importance must be held responsible for the deficiencies of the following chapters. The abundant lacunae in this exposition represent so many points of contact at which the problem of dream formation is linked up with the more comprehensive problems of psychopathology. Problems which cannot be treated in these pages, but which, if time and power suffice, and if further material presents itself, may be elaborated elsewhere. The peculiar nature of the material employed to exemplify the interpretation of dreams has made the writing even of this treatise a difficult task. Consideration of the methods of dream interpretation will show why the dreams, recorded in the literature on the subject, or those collected by persons unknown to me, were useless for my purpose. I had only the choice between my own dreams and those of the patients whom I was treating by psychoanalytic methods.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?